10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I got what you need if you need a little peace. All that stressing out gonna hurt your skin routine. Band is on the run, shout out Paul McCartney. Jesus gonna take the wheel, I'm in the passenger seat. Got my feet hanging out though. Learn from the best, if you can't say it with your chest, then don't say it with your mouth, bro. Name become a household. I remember when they used to say you gonna need more than faith. Well, look how we turned out though.
I got what you need, I promise. Don't hold back, you feel good, honest. Leave your frustrations, no expectations. What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be?
I got what you need, no worries. Won't judge it, I ain't no jerk. Even your wildest, your unsaid, your loudest of dreams. So tell me what you need.
Eight minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Get here.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Get here.
Bridges for picture frames, padlocked with all our names.
Just like we planned it, just like we planned it.
Coach on an aeroplane, back in my arms again.
Just like we planned it, going and landing.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Get here.
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thank you.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. Been in the walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got the sunshine on my Sunday best. Yeah, hey, hey, every day can be a better day despite the challenge. All you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever, cause there is no way you're around it. Everyone falls down sometimes, but you just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Good.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Oh no, no, we don't lose. Oh no, no, we get loose. Oh no, no, how about you?
Hey, how about you? How about round the afternoon you come on through? That'll take a man right out his blues.
But she got worse, that'll ride around too. That'll put me in the mood, cause I like to have a minute, maybe more than a few, and we gon' make the most of the time that we do. God, she gon' fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. Dude, always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the goat has been hitting the rut. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. Bumping that fun, yeah. So I stay lit. I don't need the chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. Cause I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke. I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope. But she can keep me cool, calm. That's
and
dope.
I said, ooh.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And now I'm just annoying, so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success, but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, yeah, yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Don't waste another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate, come on.
Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating what, ayy.
Just 30 more seconds.
Oh, no. Way up, way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gon'
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. I'm Zach Bigley and happy to have you on the Riders pregame show. The Rough Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds for the second game of this six-game series today, and it's a very important one that has playoff implications down the stretch of the 2023 season. Only 23 games remain in the season, and the Rough Riders fell last night in a tough one to the Rockhounds 10-3. That kept them four games back of the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the Texas League South as we take a look at the standings. Amarillo is still on top, just two games back of these Midland Rockhounds now, after Amarillo was walked off on by the San Antonio Missions and Ethan Salas, the 17-year-old, in his first career Double-A game. He had a walk-off double, and Amarillo fell, so that means that Midland's just two games back. Corpus Christi won to tie themselves with Frisco, four games back of Amarillo, and San Antonio, though they already won the first half, they're in the cellar, just six games back of Amarillo with 23 to go. Wichita has a half-game lead on Northwest Arkansas in the north, and Springfield knocking on the door just three games back. It's a very close race all the way around in the Texas League, and it makes every game so, so important for both the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, as only 23 games left in the season. Let's take a look at last night's game. The Rough Riders, as mentioned, fell by a final score of 10-3, and it was closer than really the final score would tell you in the end of things. The Rough Riders fell behind early 5-1, but scored two runs in the fifth inning and made it a 5-3 game, but unfortunately five runs in the bottom half of the eighth inning for the Midland Rockhounds pushed them ahead, and they would stay ahead for good by that final score of 10-3. The Rockhounds had 16 hits, stranded 12 on the base pass. The Rough Riders, they stranded 13 and went just 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position in a 3-hour, 15-minute game to open up the series. So, you know, looking for a little cleaner baseball here in Game 2, and as the series continues to progress, the Rockhounds have now won 9 of their last 11 games this season, and they continue to play very good baseball as of late here in August. On this warm day in Midland, it's a good pitching matchup. Dane Acker against Jack Perkins. Dane Acker, the Oklahoma Sooner product. He has been very good this season for the Rough Riders, and in his last two starts, he also poured in very good outings. Acker overall making his ninth start with the Rough Riders, but in his last two, allowing just one run over 8 2/3 innings combined at Corpus Christi and against Tulsa at home. He goes against Jack Perkins on the other side, the 22nd prospect in the A's organization, and while his numbers may not look very good here at the AA level with a 7.03 ERA, his one good appearance against the Rough Riders is really his only good appearance at the AA level. 4 1/3 innings, allowing just one run on 5 hits. He has struggled with walks, though, walking as many as 5. Two starts ago, that was against the Rough Riders. 5 walks in an inning and 2/3 in his start. And since, he has allowed 8 combined earned runs in just 8 innings against Arkansas and at San Antonio in his last two starts. So the former Indiana Hoosier takes the mound for the Rockhounds against the Oklahoma Sooner for the Rough Riders. Earlier today, we got to catch up with an Oregon Duck, Robbie Ahlstrom, who grew up in Eugene and wanted to go to the University of Oregon, ended up attending there, and then was drafted by the Yankees, eventually traded over from the Yankees organization to the Rangers organization in a trade with Jose Trevino to start the season last year. And he's now with the Rough Riders in the bullpen. We got a chance to catch up with him before the game, and we split it into two parts. So we'll give you part one of that interview now, and we'll give you part two before game three tomorrow. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds coming up at the bottom of the hour. 6:30 is our first pitch time tonight in Midland, Texas. Robbie Ahlstrom joins us on the other side of the break when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce, yes please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
Welcome back to the pregame show here in Midland. We're joined by Robbie Ahlstrom, pitcher for the Frisco Rough Riders. And let's start with this. To this point in the season right now, how are you feeling? How's your body and everything kind of working to this point?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty good. Had a kind of a deload a couple weeks ago in Corpus, kind of just pulling back my innings just a little bit, just with the increase once I got here. But bounced back pretty quickly, and everything's feeling good. For it being middle of August, you know. So, yeah, everything's going good.
It's been really hot lately, especially last week in Frisco. As an athlete, and how do you take care of yourself, and how do you make sure that you stay, you're in peak physical shape?
Yeah, you can't wait until you're at the field to start hydrating. You got to be hydrating all day, all night, getting in your electrolytes, make sure you take your nutrition just as serious as you would take your throwing program, things like that. So just getting on top of things and being ready for the heat. Can't really get used to it. Still sucks sometimes, but just taking all the precautions to make sure that your body's in the best shape.
It seems like the Rangers do a great job providing you guys resources with making sure that you know exactly what you need to do. What have you seen from an organizational standpoint as to what the Rangers do for that?
Yeah, we have this hydration tester that lets us know like where we're at. Sometimes you think you're more hydrated than you are, so that keeps you in check. And then just the resources of providing the supplements, such as like drip drops for electrolytes, all of that, just to keep you hydrated. So they give you all the resources you need.
On the mound, where do you think you've made your best strides so far this season?
I think getting comfortable. I think I started off a little rocky here. I was out of the strike zone. So once I got back in the strike zone, I was just comfortable with my stuff, trusting my stuff again. Things are trending in the right direction. Last several outings have been good for me and stuff, and I'm heading in the right direction. So,
joined by Robbie Ahlstrom. Now, on the mound, it seems like you like to change up where you are on the rubber, change up your arm slots, as well as something you used to do. Where did that kind of start, and where did you get comfortable with doing that?
I've always switched around sides on the rubber when I was a hitter way back when. I knew as a left-handed hitter, facing left-handed pitchers on the first base side of the rubber was extremely difficult for me. So I tried to take that and use that when I was on the mound. So I've always gone first base side of the rubber to lefties and then third base to righties just to create the best angles I can to make it most uncomfortable for them. And then as far as arm slots go, I'm trying to kind of shut that down and get to more of a consistent slot. I've been doing that for the last couple months now, and it's been working out. So,
where did that first start that you started changing arm slots?
I was watching Nestor Cortez, and he was getting lots of outs, and he's funky, changing his timing, changing his arm slots. And Goble, JG, him and I talked last year about doing that, and we did it, and we had some success right away. But as we got going, I realized that it's hard to kind of perfect a craft when you have six different angles and stuff you're coming from. So I kind of wanted to just hone it in, focus on one specific, and it's been working out, so we're going to stick with it, I think.
That's going to do it for part one of our interview with Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom. We'll take a look at the starting lineups next, and we'll get you part two of that interview with Robbie before the game tomorrow on Thursday. Rough Riders and Rockhounds coming up at the bottom of the hour from Midland. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas, as we get you set for the second game of this six-game series between the Midland Rockhounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Let's get you starting lineups for both these teams as lineup cards are being exchanged out in front of us here in Midland. For game number 47 of the second half and game number 115 overall on the season, Carlos Cardoza's Rough Riders look like this in their starting lineup. Jax Biggers leads it off at second base. He homered in yesterday's game, his 10th long ball of the season for a new career high. Every homer he hits will be a new career high. His previous one was just four. K-Bear Rodriguez is the shortstop batting second, and Evan Carter is the center fielder hitting third. Middle third of the order, it's Trevor Hover at first base, Liam Hicks the DH, and Aaron Zavala in left field. And the bottom third, it's Kellen Strom in right, David Garcia, the Rough Riders catcher, hitting eighth, and Chris Cease is the third baseman. He's at the bottom of the order today for the Rough Riders. Once again, it's Biggers, Rodriguez, Carter, Hauber, Hicks, Zavala, Strom, Garcia, and Cease, the starting nine for the Frisco Rough Riders. On the other side, for the Midland Rockhounds, coming in at two games back of the Texas League South, and the Amarillo Sod Poodles leading the way. Here's what they look like as announced by second-year manager Bobby Crosby. Cooper Bowman leads it off, the second baseman, and it's Drew Swift at third, who had three hits yesterday, and Max Muncy, the shortstop, who went 1-for-5. Lazaro Armenteros, the DH, makes his first appearance of the series, cleaning things up, and it's Cameron Masterman, the right fielder, hitting fifth, and Jack Winkler, the first baseman, in the sixth spot. Hayden Trinkle is the center fielder, hitting seventh. Will Simonite is the catcher, hitting eighth. And Saheed Valenzuela rounds out the order in left field today for the Rockhounds. Once again, it's Bowman, Swift, Muncy, Armenteros, Masterman, Winkler, Trinkle, Simonite, and Valenzuela. The Rough Riders sending Dane Acker to the hill against Jack Perkins, the two starting pitchers today for Game 2 of this six-game series. Very happy to have you along here in Midland, Texas. We'll head to a break for the national anthem, and when we come back, it's the play-by-play and first pitch of Game 2 of this series. Happy to have you along on this Wednesday night. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
He is flying to third. The throw is not in time. On the second for one, Acuna to first. Got it, double play. A high drive deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Acuna coming home from third. He comes in to score. Swing and a drive. Deep right field. It's long gone for a grand slam.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley.
The Frisco Rough Riders and Midland Rockhounds are all set for Game 2 of this six-game series with playoff implications as we get down the stretch towards the end of August. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark. I'm Zach Bigley, very happy to have you along in Midland, Texas. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and Midland Rockhounds, the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and Oakland Athletics, meeting for game number 115 in the 2023 campaign. Jack Spickers to lead it off for the Rough Riders against Jack Perkins, the right-hander for Midland, and we are almost set for baseball in Midland, Texas. The Kokomo, Indiana native out on the hill, 6'1", 220-pounder, 23 years old, and deals with the left-handed batting Jack Spickers. We're set for baseball. Here's the windback from Perkins in the first pitch of the game. It's over for a strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 0-1, and we are underway at 6:33 in the p.m. in Midland. 89 degrees with our first pitch temperature. The 0-1 off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Feels like of 91. Sun shining up above, but it's poking in and out of a partly cloudy sky. A lot of wind to speak of tonight. The 1-1. Swing and a miss and a good changeup away, and it's two balls, make it one ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders had to deal with a lot of wind offensively yesterday, and they're going to have to again today. Biggers was the only one who homered between the two teams yesterday, and he did it right into the teeth of that wind, and if he wants to do it again today, he's going to have to do the same thing. The 1-2 is a hard ground ball up the middle to the shortstop, Muncy, behind the bag. He throws onto first base to get Biggers, and there's one away. Kevin Rodriguez due up for the Rough Riders. No score top of the first inning. 19-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right field in this first inning, and we've seen gusts today up to 25 miles an hour. So we'll continue to see wind play a really big factor in this game today. Slight pull side shift on the infield against the Rough Riders right-handed batting Rodriguez. And the first pitch is hit in the air onto left center field with eyes for the alley. It's down into the grass. Trinkle cuts it off from center. Turns, throws towards second. Rodriguez heading for second base, and he's thrown out. Perfect throw by Kanan Trinkle in left center field. The center fielder fielded it, spun around, threw on to second, and nailed Rodriguez with a perfect throw at second base. So two outs in the inning. Rodriguez has a single, and he's out 8-4. Two down for Evan Carter, hitting in the three spot after picking up three hits and reaching four times yesterday. The pitch. He swings, pops it up on the infield left side. Muncy, the shortstop, giving way to Drew Swift, the third baseman, into foul ground. He makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. Well, no runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. A really easy first inning, just six pitches for Jack Perkins. We go to the bottom of the first inning next. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You're one of a kind. You deserve a mobile service that lets you stand out. Introducing Astound Mobile. With award-winning internet, we have plans that fit you to do more, to be more, on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks. With Astound, you only pay for what you need. Buy the gig or go unlimited. Switch today and get mobile with our award-winning internet for as low as $40 a month. Two great services, one astounding company. We are Astound.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Bova Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're at the bottom of the first inning from Midland, Texas. It's a nothing-nothing ball game so far. Rough Riders held scoreless in the top of the first, and Cooper Bowman leads it off against Dane Acker. First pitch is high, one ball and no strikes. Cooper Bowman, Drew Swift, and Max Muncy do up against Dane Acker in this bottom of the first inning. The right-hander back into his windup in the 1-0. Swinging a chopper, third baseline, Cease backhands, long throw across the diamond, pulls Hover off the bag, and then it's a wild throw into foul territory down the right field line, and the catcher David Garcia sprinting down behind the play, able to nab it near the tarp and hold Bowman at first with an infield single. Really tough play for Chris Cease. He had to backhand it going towards the third base bag. He made the play and didn't have time to set his feet as Bowman runs really well. So he threw off balance, and a sidearm throw was well up the first base line. And Hopper had to come off the bag just to try and attempt to get it, but it was out of his reach and went behind him. So runner at first base to lead it off. And here's Drew Swift. Right-handed hitter, the stretch, and Acker's pitch. Fastball, top of the zone for a strike, and it's 0-1. Dane Acker, a three-pitch pitcher. He'll go fastball, curveball, and changeup. Acker coming off a good start against Tulsa at home, allowing just one run over four and a third innings. He stretches and brings in the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball left side. That gets through, and it's into left field. Aaron Zavala collects and fires it back in, but Drew Swift singles. Cooper Bowman moves up to second base, and there are runners at first and second with nobody out in the first inning for Max Muncy. No score, bottom of the first, and already two hits for the Rockhounds after they had 16 in yesterday's series opener. A 10-3 victory for Midland. And Acker trying to get a double play ball. Muncy 1-for-5 in yesterday's opener, a .288 hitter through 32 double-A games so far. And the first pitch to the 20-year-old is bunted foul back behind home. It's 0-1. Dane Acker on the season has these numbers with the Rough Riders in his first eight starts. 1-1, a 3 ERA. In 30 innings, he struck out 28 to 17 walks. Opponents just hitting .216 against him. He delivers home. Another bunt. This one put down the third baseline and foul again. And it's 0-2, so Max Muncy fails to get the bunt down. Acker has only allowed two home runs. It's going to be hard to give up a homer today with the way the wind is blowing in from right field. And this is not a Midland Rockhounds team that hits a lot of home runs either. They did at the beginning of the season, but not after a bunch of promotions. Look back towards second base. Long hold, and Ackers 0-2. High and inside, busting him up and in with a fastball. And it's one ball and two strikes. Cooper Bowman at second base is really the only man who will run on this Midland Rockhounds team. He's 27 for 29 in stolen bases. He himself has almost a quarter of the total stolen bases on the season for Midland. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs. Went with a fastball eye high, and he struck out Muncy. One away on the first strikeout for Dane Acker. Lázaro Armentero steps in. The DH. 234 hitter in 73 games here at this AA level. 10 homers leads the active bunch of players. Stretch and the offering in from Acker. Breaking ball, inside edge, a strike, and it's 0-1. Armenteros also leads all players in strikeouts for the Rockhounds this year. We saw a fair share of that when the Rough Riders hosted the Rockhounds earlier in the month of August. Stretch and the right-hander delivers in the 0-1. Just inside, it's one ball and one strike. Let's look at the defense behind Dane Acker as the throw goes down to third. Cooper Bowman stealing on the throw back from the catcher, David Garcia, to Dane Acker, and he's in there safely. So Cooper Bowman with his 28th steal and heads-up base running for Bowman. And Rough Riders caught napping. One ball and one strike on Armenteros. Acker ready from the stretch. And he delivers home with runners on the corners. Breaking ball high and inside strike, and it's 1-2. It was the curveball that just came back and caught the edge. Midland threatening. Just as they did in yesterday's ball game, they put up two runs in the first inning. The throw goes over to first base, chasing Swift back in on a step and a dive. On ball, two strikes on Armenteros. Let's take a look at the defense behind Dane Acker today. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 on the way to Armenteros. He takes just low. It's two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders playing back in double play depth defensively in the infield. It's Chris Cease at third, K-Bear Rodriguez, the Rough Riders shortstop, Jax Biggers at second base, Trevor Hover at first. David Garcia does the catching for Acker today, and the 2-2 pitch on the way. High and inside, and it hit Armenteros, or did it hit his bat? No, it hit his bat and knocked it out of his hand. Man, a fastball up and in from Acker, and Armenteros tried to get out of the way of it, but it just hit his bat as he was shying away. And it's a foul ball, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Poor luck for Armenteros. Three balls and two strikes, or make it two balls and two strikes with runners in the corners. And the right-hander lets it go on the 2-2. Before that, a throw over to first, chasing Swift back in, who has just three steals, one of those coming yesterday. Acker would love a ground ball right here. He readies and brings in the 2-2. Swift takes off. There's a pitch that's just outside. And it's three balls and two strikes and no throw down to second. Swift with his fourth steal and his second in the series. And now without the double play opportunity, the Rough Riders will bring their infield in with runners at second and third and one out in the bottom of the first inning. 3-2. Swinging a line drive back up the middle. Biggers makes a sliding stop at second. Throws home, not in time. Throw to third, and they got Swift there. So a run comes in to score, but Drew Swift with poor base running heading to third. Heading to third a little bit late, and it brings in a run. And Jax Biggers with a great play, but his throw home was to the right side of Garcia, so he had to reach to his right, grab it, and try to reach all the way back to his left to try and tag Cooper Bowman, who was coming home. It's 1-0 Midland out in front. Two outs now. on a 4-2-5 putout. Armenteros aboard at first base on the RBI fielder's choice. And the first pitch to Cameron Masterman is a curveball. Low and outside. One ball, no strikes. So it's 1-0 Midland, scoring on what looked initially like a great play from Jax Biggers. Here's the stretch. And the offering in. Swinging a ground ball to short. Rodriguez swallows it up. Feeds underhand to the second baseman Biggers for the out. And the side comes to a close, but it ends up being a run for the Rockhounds. One run on two hits, no errors, and two runners, making one runner left on base. Let's go to the bottom, or beg your pardon, let's go to the top of the second. Rough Riders trail the Rockhounds 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Happy to have you along in the top of the second inning in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. Midland scoring a run on an RBI fielder's choice in the first inning, and Trevor Hover makes his way to the plate to lead things off in the top of the second. Trevor Hover, Liam Hicks, and Aaron Zavala against Jack Perkins, who just was a buzzsaw through the Rough Riders order in the first, just six pitches, and the first offering slips outside to Hover. It's one ball and no strikes. Jax Biggers saw four pitches before grounding out to shortstop, but then K-Bear Rodriguez hit a single into left center on the first pitch, the 1-0. Misses high, and it's two balls and no strikes, and then was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. And then Evan Carter put the first pitch in play and popped down to the third baseman, Drew Swift. 2-0 offering to Trevor Hover. Outside corner, belt high for a strike, and it's 2-1. On the Rough Riders first baseman, who, no surprise, going ahead 2-0. He's seen the most balls this year out of anybody in the Texas League. The pitch is just outside. It's 3-1, and he has seen the fifth most total pitches out of anyone in the Texas League as well. Top five in walk rate in addition to that. He's ahead 3-1 here, and Perkins delivers. Foul back to the left side. It's 3-2. He's also been great at going to the opposite field. The top 10 in the league in the opposite field percentage as well. Had a great day yesterday, reaching four times with two hits and two walks. Payoff home. Swinging a hard line drive to the second baseman, Bowman, who reaches down, spears it out of the air. And there's the first down of the second inning. A hit hard by Trevor Hover. But right at Bowman, who is positioned perfectly, and he made the catch. Here's Liam Hicks. One out, top of the second inning, 1-0 Midland leads. Perkins looks over the top of his glove. The right-hander deals. High and outside to the left-handed bat of Hicks, and it's 1-0. Hicks also reached four times yesterday. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and a single. 1-0 offering. Swinging a ground ball foul up the first baseline off of his own foot. 1-1. Rough Riders certainly had their opportunities yesterday. Stranded the bases loaded twice. And three times left two base runners on. Stranding a grand total of 13 on the base pass. 1-1. Down low and inside. It's two balls and one strike. They could just not push any offense across with consistency. And they look to change that here in game two. 2-1. Just outside. Three balls and one strike. It's been a tight zone from Casey James, our home plate umpire, so far today. Clay Williams is at first base. Ray Patchen is our third base umpire. Here's the wind back by the right-hander in the 3-1. Swinging a soft ground ball. Foul off Hicks. Rolls to the left side this time off his foot. And it's still three balls and two strikes on the Riders' designated hitter, who's normally the catcher. Hicks's best numbers offensively have come when he is a designated hitter, although he says he feels a lot better when he's behind the plate on the offensive side. The numbers won't tell you that, though. He said, I don't really look at the numbers. I just know what I feel. He said he feels best when he's catching and hitting. The 3-2. He swings and misses on a pitch underneath his hand. Strikes out of the fastball. Two outs on the first strikeout from Jack Perkins. And Aaron Zavala makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders trailing 1-0. Aaron Zavala standing in from the left side against the right-hander Perkins. Squares his shoulders towards the Riders' third base dugout as he looks in for his sign. He winds back and delivers. Down low and inside to the Rough Riders' left fielder Zavala, and it's 1-0. Zavala had a sac fly yesterday. That was the biggest thing for him yesterday. The 1-0 is a swing and a ground ball out to second base. Bowman backhands this time, moving to his right, throws off balance to first, and gets Zavala for the final out of the second. So a 1-2-3 inning for Perkins. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. He's faced the minimum through two. And we go to the bottom of the second inning next. It's Midland 1, Frisco nothing on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Dane Acker back to the hill in the bottom of the second inning. Midland leads 1-0 over the Frisco Rough Riders in game two of this six-game series. Jack Winkler, the first baseman, has started off. Righty-righty in the first pitch. Fastball, middle-middle, a strike, 0-1. Winkler 1-for-3 yesterday with an RBI. He had a double, scored a couple runs, walked twice. The 0-1. Breaking ball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-2. And that is certainly one of the things that is going to be a key for Midland in this series is can they throw strikes to these Rough Riders hitters that are so patient. The 0-2. Off the outside corner, it misses, and it's one ball and two strikes. We saw 13 combined walks yesterday, seven of them coming from Rough Riders hitters. The 1-2 on the way. Swinging a fly ball, hit well, deep down the left field line towards the corner, and it's gone into the Rough Riders bullpen. Jack Winkler with a solo homer, and it's 2-0 Midland, his second of the season. Here's the horn. Oh, man, that horn. Well, if you're going to hit a home run today, that's pretty much the best place to hit it. The wind is blowing in from right, so he hit that down the left field line, and it didn't have much arc to it. It instead was a low line drive, and it just got out of here. So Winkler with a solo home run. Here's Caden Trinkle, left-handed batter, in the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner. He showed bunt and pulled back. 0-1. Just the third home run that Dane Acker has allowed this season. He looks over the top of his glove, peels back in the 0-1. Misses well high with a fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Trinkle went 2-for-4 with four RBIs in yesterday's game. Acker's 1-1. Low, and it's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders find themselves behind early once again. Again, this is a very, very hot Midland Rockhounds team right now. Won 9 of their last 11 games. 2-1, swing and a miss. Good changeup away from the lefty, and it's 2-2. And not only have they won 9 of their last 11, they've won 11 of the last 14 games. Acker has his sign in the 2-2. High and outside, three balls and two strikes. A team that Rough Riders are seeing at the wrong time, and they'd love to start handing a few losses in this series. You figure if they're going to make the playoffs, they have to. 3-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball foul up the first baseline, and it's still three balls and two strikes, because the Rough Riders have a pretty difficult schedule ahead of them facing Corpus Christi next week. Then Northwest Arkansas finishing it off against first place Amarillo on the road. Payoff pitch home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a high fastball. Second strikeout for Dane Acker, and there's one away. William Simonite stands in. Midland, on the other hand, they will head to Amarillo next week. Then San Antonio here at home and finish at Wichita. And Amarillo and Wichita are two very hitter-friendly parks. The pitch. Check swing foul back behind home, and it's 0-1. They're already a team that's hitting very well coming into this stretch. Not necessarily homers, despite Winkler leaving the yard earlier in this inning, but those ballparks can give them up. The 0-1. Inside, and he hit William Simonite on the left hip. Hit by pitch with one out, puts a runner aboard, and here's Saheed Valenzuela. 2-0 Midland, bottom half of the second. One out, runner at first. Just to give you an idea, this Rockhounds offense was shut out on the 18th. That was last week. Last time they were shut out before that, you have to go all the way back to July 15th. It's been a very consistent offense. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. They're averaging over 8 runs a game over their last 11. Again, they've won 9 of those 11. The pitch. Check swing and a miss. Valenzuela goes around, and it's 0-2. And so it's been very good offensively and also pitching for the Rockhounds, as they have the best ERA in those last 11 games in the Texas League as well. When it rains, it pours on the positive side, too. The 0-2. Outside, it's one ball and two strikes on Valenzuela as he went with a changeup and couldn't get the lefty to bite. Simonite, not much of a stolen base threat at first base. He only has 2 attempts this year, and he's been successful in both of them, but still not a huge threat. He takes his lead. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with a curveball. He strikes out Valenzuela. It's his third K. And there are two away in the second. Runner at first. One run in, and we go back up to the top of the order. It's Cooper Bowman. Bowman a single and a run scored in the first inning. 2-0 Midland. Pull side shift on the infield. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, and the initial toss. Bowman watches high and inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Dane Acker has been a really big part of this rotation ever coming up and joining the Rough Riders from High A Hickory, where he made six starts earlier this year. 1-0 pitch. Curveball just outside, 2-0. Acker joined the Rough Riders right at the beginning of July, and his first start was on July 3rd in San Antonio. A really unlucky start in which he allowed an inside the Parker that wasn't. Bounced up and hit the wall behind the actual fence as the pitch is on the inside corner for a strike with a changeup, and it's 2-1. Umpires missed it, and the outfielders didn't throw back in, thinking that they had seen what had actually happened, but the umpires didn't see it. So it ended up being an inside-the-park home run. 2-1. Breaking ball. Slips inside. 3-1 on Bowman. So he allowed 3 runs, including that 2-run inside the Parker. But then the most he allowed in a start after that was 1 run until one bad start on August 4th against these Midland Rockhounds back in Frisco. Here's the stretch. And the 3-1. Outside edge for a strike. It's 3-2 now on Bowman. The worst start of his AA career so far has been here against Midland. 4 runs in 4 innings on 4 hits. He walked 2 and hit a batter. Looking for a little revenge. He readies from the stretch and the 3-2. Runner goes. It's strike 3. Call to the knees. And Dane Acker ends up striking out the side in the second, but allows a solo home run as well. One run across on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 2-0 Midland to the top half of the third inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to the Riders Radio.
Kellen Strom leads it off for the Rough Riders in the third inning. Frisco trailing 2-0. It's the bottom third of the order for Frisco. Kellen Strom, David Garcia, and Chris Cease against Jack Perkins, who has his sign and delivers home. Slips a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Kellen Strom walked and had a sack bunt yesterday, but went 0-3. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. A swing and a chopper up the middle, and it gets through. A big two-bounder into center field. It's a base hit for Kellen Strom to lead things off in the third. Second Rough Riders hit today, and the first one that stays on the base paths. K.B. Rodriguez singled into left center in the first inning, but was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. David Garcia takes his turn now. 20 pitches for Jack Perkins through the first two innings. Here's his 23rd pitch to David Garcia. Outside, 1-0. Jack Perkins, a guy who started out his college career at Louisville after being drafted out of high school in 2018 by the Braves and electing not to sign. Kokomo High School in Indiana. He readies and delivers home. High and outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Spent 2 years at Louisville and then transferred to Indiana, where he started to open some eyes in the baseball world. Not necessarily a guy who had the best season. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. This is high and outside. It's 3 balls and no strikes, but a guy who struck out a lot of players and showed a pretty lively arm, reaching 96, 97 miles an hour. And so he was drafted in the 5th round by Oakland. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Top of the zone, a strike, and it's 3-1. A very fast riser. He was in the 5th round of last year's draft and already up here at AA, and he earned his time up here. This is the first real struggle that he's been through here at the AA level in his minor league career. Here's the stretch in the 3-1. A swing and a miss. Garcia missed a fastball underneath his hands, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Well, despite putting up shutout innings in the first two frames tonight, Perkins had a 7.03 ERA coming into today's start here at the AA level, and this after a 2.52 ERA in high A. 3-2 pitch to Garcia. Runner takes off, pitch is high for ball four, and the first two have reached for the Rough Riders here in the third inning. Nostrom aboard at second, David Garcia with the walk, and here's Chris Cease from the 9-hole. Rough Riders with something brewing now in the top of the third. Well, last year, after getting drafted, made it up to low A Stockton in the California League, made 5 appearances with a 2 ERA. And then starting in high A Lansing this year. The pitch home. Strike on the low outside corner. It's 0-1. He was really dominant with high A Lansing. 3-3, a 2.52 ERA and 10 appearances, 9 starts. Hold opponents to a 1.82 average against. The 0-1 pitch to Cease. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's 0-2. A good breaking ball diving away from Perkins. Well, it's been a complete 180 here at the AA level. In 32 innings, he's walked 22. And opponents are hitting 331 against him. Right-handers are hitting 355 against him. 0-2 pitch on the way to the right, he sees. He swings, lines it to right field. It falls in, a base hit. Kellen Strom had to wait at second to see if it was going to get caught, and the bases are loaded now for the Rough Riders with nobody out. It was a hard line drive to right field. Masterman was playing shallow in right, and it was sinking quickly, and Strom had to hold up to see if that ball was going to get caught. It was not caught. Bases are loaded now. Nobody out for Jax Biggers. Biggers, left-handed batter. Bases loaded for Frisco, trailing 2-0, top of the third. The pitch in. This is down low and inside. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. Top of the order now. Biggers grounded out to short in the first inning. Mentioned righties hitting 355 against Jack Perkins. Lefties are hitting 309. The pitch. A high fly ball into shallow right field. Masterman coming in. It's Cooper Bowman, the second baseman, who's there to make the catch. Infield fly rule is called. One away for K-Bear Rodriguez.
No back. 3, K-Bear Rodriguez.
Rodriguez singled in the first. Bases still loaded for the Rough Riders. Infield back up the middle. 2-0 Midland, top of the third. Perkins stretches, fires. Low and outside, 1 ball, no strikes. 2 runs on 3 hits so far for Midland. No runs on 3 hits for the Rough Riders. Strom takes his lead from third, Garcia from second, Cease from first, and the pitch is low off the outside corner. 2 balls and 0 strikes. Rodriguez back in from the right side. Closed off at the plate. And the 2-0. A fly ball into right field. Masterman going back. Wynn knocks it down. And he makes the catch. Strom tags from third. The throw goes to second. And the Rough Riders are on the board. A sacrifice fly for K-Bear Rodriguez to right field. And the Rough Riders now trail 2-1.
Now batting number 11, Evan Carter.
Evan Carter stands in now. Runners in the corners. Carter popped out to the third baseman Swift in the first inning. And this is the guy you want up in these kind of situations with runners in scoring position. Evan Carter has been amazing with runners in scoring position this year. Stretching the pitch. He takes outside. One ball and no strikes. Carter an over 1,000 OPS and a .350 batting average with a runner at second, third, or both. Right now he's got a runner at third. Rough Riders trailing 2-1, top of the third inning. And the 1-0 offering from Perkins. It's low and outside. Two balls and no strikes. Carter doubled twice yesterday. And singled to left field. All three hard hit. Perkins delivers. Swinging a line drive into right center field. And Trinkle dives. It's passed him into the right center alley. Garcia scores. Cease around from first. He scores. Carter up to third. It's a two-run triple. Riders have the lead. Evan Carter. His sixth triple of the season to lead the team. And the Rough Riders now lead 3-2. He continues to crush the baseball with runners in scoring position. And he comes up with a huge one there. He had 10 triples last year. He has 6 now. Trinkle with an ill-advised dive into right center. It was out of his reach. And it was an easy 3 bases standing for Carter. First pitch to Hover is at the top of the zone for a strike. And it's 0-1. So how about that? Evan Carter with the 2-run triple. Stretching the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball foul right side, 0-2. Two outs. Runner at third now. 3 runs in for the Rough Riders. Frisco catches a break there because if Trinkle doesn't dive for that ball, Cease probably doesn't score from first even while he's running on 2 outs. Rough Riders will certainly take it. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. Swinging a bouncer foul right side. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Hover back in. Right-hander's pitch. Down low and inside. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Hover. Evan Carter now with 60 RBIs on the season. The pitch is low and outside. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. He continues to be a menace. He's the top prospect for a reason. Perkins ready from the stretch, and the pitch home is just inside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now on Hover. Three-two Rough Riders. They lead it. Top of the third inning. Perkins delivers. Breaking ball, strike 3 called. Got him on the outside corner to end the inning. But Rough Riders get 3 runs on 2, make it 3 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. Bottom third next, 3-2 Frisco. The Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
We're at the bottom of the third inning, and the Rough Riders now have the lead. It's 3-2, Frisco out in front of Midland. Evan Carter with a two-run triple. It puts the Riders out in front. Here's the pitch to Drew Swift. Misses high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Swift, a single in the first inning to left field off of Dane Acker, who now has himself a lead. He looks in for his sign. The right-hander's got it, and the 1-0. High and tight again with a fastball, and it's 2-0. Three runs on four hits and no errors for the Rough Riders. Two runs on three hits and no errors for the Rockhounds. Acker's pitch. It slips to the outside corner, a strike, and it's now a 2-1. Swift out of Arizona State, where he was Mr. Sun Devil his final year there. Here's the wind back in the 2-1. Foul out of play, right side. It's 2-2. Really, the only thing he had to do to become more Arizona-based is be drafted by the Arizona Diamondbacks themselves. He went to Hamilton High School, which is a baseball powerhouse. Cody Bellinger went there. Here's the 2-2. Misses high and inside. Three balls and two strikes. A lot of other big-time names as well in both football and baseball went to Hamilton High School. Terrell Suggs, the former linebacker. Tyler Shuck, Texas Tech quarterback. The pitch is fouled to the right side, and it's three balls and two strikes. At Arizona State, Mr. Sun Devil playing all over the place defensively at second, shortstop, center, and right. The 3-2. He swings, fouls it away right side again. It's still three balls and two strikes. And it wasn't just because of his defensive prowess. He was very good on the offensive side, hitting .314. .475 slugging percentage. Pitch home. He takes outside. Ball four to start things in the third inning. Max Muncy makes his way to the plate. Former first rounder by the A's. Number 10 prospect in the A's organization. Still just 20 years old here at the AA level. Muncy struck out swinging back in the first. 3-2 Rough Riders, top of the or bottom of the third, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss on a changeup. 0-1. Muncy stands in with his feet closed together from the right side. White cleats, playing for an A's affiliate. The pitch is low, and it's one ball and one strike. Slight pull side shift. Right-hander against right-hander. And the 1-1. Breaking ball for a strike. right over the middle of the plate, and it's 1-2. The white cleats for A's affiliates. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2. Misses high, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Actually goes all the way back to when they were the Kansas City A's. 1967. They had already made big stadium statements with their green and gold uniforms that they wore. Here's the stretch. And a throw goes over to first base, chasing Swift back in. And they introduced the white cleats as well. They've been worn ever since by A's players. 1967 was when the white cleats were first introduced. It had never been done before. The 2-2. Foul back. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Really one of the only teams that everyone wears white cleats in all of sports. Not all the minor leaguers do it. For example, Lazaro Armenteros, who's on deck, has blue cleats. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Went with a high fastball and strikes out Muncy, trying to tomahawk at it. It's his 5th strikeout. One away in the third, and Lazaro Armenteros stands in. Armenteros bounced into a fielder's choice that produced a run in the first inning. It's 3-2 Frisco, bottom of the third. Runner at first base, one down. Acker ready from the stretch. And he brings it home. Low and outside with a breaking ball, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. The A's have had a really tough season at the big league level, but one of the positives is that a lot of their minor league players have gotten to go up and see playing time at the big league level, and that's always something that a lot of these guys strive for. The 1-0, high and inside, 2 balls and 0 strikes. You've seen a lot of debuts from guys who have come through the Midland Rockhounds over the last few years. Lawrence Butler, a guy who started here at the AA level, is now up in the big leagues with the A's. Acker readies and brings in the 2-0. Swinging a little roller foul right side, it's 2-1. Well, earlier today, the A's ran into the buzzsaw that is former Rough Riders pitcher Cole Reagans with the Kansas City Royals. Reagans was a starter with the Rough Riders in 2021 and 2022. And after being traded to the Royals in the Aroldis Chapman deal, he has caught fire. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Armenteros swings and misses on a pitch down low. And it looked like Garcia was going to hop up and throw down to first base on a back pick, but as he jumped up and pulled his arm back, it hit Casey James, the umpire, so he couldn't get the throw off. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Armenteros. Well, Cole Reagans did it again. He's been phenomenal as a starter for the Royals this year. 2-2, we'll have to wait. A throw goes over to first. Reagans went 6 shutout innings today, allowing just 2 base runners on a couple hits, and struck out 11 and did not walk a batter. Cole Reagans continues his phenomenal run. The pitch. Armenteros down swinging on a breaking ball inside. Got him with the curve, and it's 6 strikeouts for Acker through 2 2/3 innings. Speaking of buzzsaw. It's Cameron Masterman now. Masterman bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice in the first. 3-2 Rough Riders. The pitch. Misses high. Back pick down to first, not in time. 1 ball, 0 strikes. The Rough Riders with a 3-run top of the third, and they now lead it 3-2 in the bottom of the third. Great for Cole Reagans, one of our favorite guys that we've had come through here. Very easy to root for. The pitch home. Swing and a miss on an offering off the outside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike to Masterman. And now doing it at the big league level. Infield to pole. Outfield the opposite way. The 1-1. Inside corner. Called strike two. 1-2. Good curveball from Acker. Since that first start when he allowed the three runs over his four innings, Acker has a 2.42 ERA with the Rough Riders. He's showing you why. Working on six strikeouts. The 1-2. Called strike three. He racks up his seventh. Seven strikeouts through three innings for Dane Acker. What a performance. No runs on, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. It's 3-2. Frisco out in front. We go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders Baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders Baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Huge, gigantic, enormous, whatever you want to call it, two free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888 someone. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back in Momentum Bank Ballpark, the Rough Riders leading 3-2 over the Midland Rockhounds after a three-run at top of the third. William Hicks to lead it off for Frisco, followed by Aaron Zavala and Kellen Strong. It's 5-6-7 in the Rough Riders order against Jack Perkins, who looks to calm things down after that third. And the first pitch home. Hicks swings, grounds it right back up the middle, and it scoots through along the dirt and into the center field grass, a base hit for Liam Hicks. A ground ball all the way, just topping its way out to center field. Liam Hicks has his second hit of the series. He went 1-for-2 yesterday. He reaches for the fifth time in seven plate appearances in this set. Aaron Zavala, left-handed batter. Here's the stretch in the first pitch. Misses high and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Liam Hicks continues to be a terror at the plate. Hicks, over his last 29 games, has an over .450 on-base percentage. Hitting .327, the pitch. Strike the knees to Zavala, and it's 1-1. This is a guy you'd love to see get going if you're the Rough Riders. He's been an on-base machine. He has the second highest walk rate in the Texas League. The pitch, a swing and a bouncer to first. First baseman Winkler's got it, steps in the bag, fires down to second, and he gets Liam Hicks for the out. A double play, goes three unassisted at six. Two outs for Kellen Strom, top of the fourth inning, 3-2 Rough Riders. Strom singled to center back in the third in the pinch. He takes low and outside. One ball, no strikes. Strom's single was his first hit of the series. 1-0 offering. Inside. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders now with five hits on the offensive side tonight. Pitch home. Fastball whips to the outside corner, belt high. It's a strike, and it's 2-1. Strom playing in his 99th game tonight with the Rough Riders. Offering home. He swings, bounces at third base side and foul past Carlos Cardoza, Rough Riders third base coach and manager. 2-2. Great to catch up with Carlos always, and he's doing well to this point in the season. He's a veteran now of the minor leagues and of the grind throughout the season. He's doing a great job, of course, keeping everyone steady to this point in the season. The pitch home. Swinging a line drive the opposite way. It dunks into right. A base hit for Kellen Strom, and he's 2-for-2. Opposite field single for Kellen Strom. And Rough Riders had their second hit of the inning. Runner at first. 2 outs for David Garcia now. Rough Riders leading 3-2. Great to see for Kellen Strom. Getting a multi-hit affair. He's been struggling a little bit at the plate recently. The pitch home. Inside corner, a strike, 0-1. For Strom, it really seems like they come in bunches when those hits do come. He had a four-hit game a couple weeks ago. Perkins deals in. Grounded foul right side, and it's 0-2 on Garcia. For Strom, that was on August 9th at Corpus that he had the four hits. Since August 9th, he's had two multi-hit games. One coming in the series finale against Tulsa last week. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Change up away. Garcia strikes out. It's the third strikeout for Perkins tonight, and it retires the side in the fourth. No runs on two hits, no errors, a runner left stranded. Bottom fourth inning next. 3-2 Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Here to the bottom of the fourth inning. Happy you're with us from Midland, Texas. The sun is out. It's actually a really comfortable day on this Wednesday night. Rough Riders leading 3-2. Jack Winkler leads it off for Midland, and Acker's first pitch. Fastball sails high. It's one ball and no strikes. Rough Riders trailed 2-0 into the top of the third, but put up 3 runs, and that's where all their offense has come from today, and it's been enough so far. The 1-0. This is high, and it's 2-0. Acker has struck out 7 through 3 innings. He's struck out each of the last 6 men he's retired. 2-0 pitch to Winkler. Swinging a bouncer foul left side into the Rough Riders dugout. And it's 2-1. He didn't retire Winkler last time he saw him, though. He had a solo home run down the left field line on a 2-strike pitch. He winds back here in the 2-1. Breaking ball, popped skyward, right side. Hover over towards the dugout, and it goes on top of the dugout, and a foul ball up into the stands. Two balls and two strikes on Jack Winkler. Dane Acker, a guy who is in the Texas Rangers organization now, and he's very familiar with the American League West. Acker was originally drafted by the Midland Rockhounds parent club. The pitch home. Low off the outside corner on a curveball. They appeal, and he was able to hold up. It's three balls and two strikes. Originally drafted by the Oakland A's in 2020. And then traded over to the Texas Rangers. He grew up a Houston Astros fan. The 3-2. Inside, ball four, and he walks Jack Winkler to lead off the fourth. Grew up a big fan of the Killer Bees. Berkman, Bagwell, and Biggio. Craig Biggio was his favorite player growing up. It was an extra special moment for him when he played for Oklahoma and got to pitch at Minute Maid Park against LSU in 2020 before COVID shut down the year. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home is outside. It's one ball and no strikes. And it's one thing just to be able to pitch in the ballpark that you grew up watching games in. It's another thing to dominate in that ballpark, and that's exactly what he did, throwing a no-hitter against LSU. The pitch misses up high. It's two balls and no strikes. He struck out 11 in that game and walked one, hit two batters. And the Shriners College Classic on March 1st of 2020. An incredible performance, and one that he'll never forget. The 2-0. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 2-1. Went to Brenham High School in Brenham, Texas, between Austin and Houston. Attended Rice his freshman year, and then after winning all freshman honors in Conference USA, the pitch outside. Three balls and one strike. He decided to transfer to San Jacinto College and then went to Oklahoma the following year in 2020. After his year in San Jacinto, he was drafted by the Diamondbacks in the 23rd round but never signed. Instead, took his talents to Oklahoma. The pitch. Upper edge outside corner, 3-2, and it worked. He was drafted in the 23rd round by the Diamondbacks, and the following year in the five-round draft, he was picked in the fourth round by the Athletics. Throw goes over to first base, and it's wild. Kicks away down the right side, but it went off the sidewall and right to the second baseman, Jax Biggers. Oh, you don't see that very often. He pinballed it off the wall. There's not a lot of foul territory down the right side, and it's a hard padded wall there, and the throw went right to Jax Biggers, so the runner at first, Winkler, took two hard steps towards second base and then realized he would have been out by a mile and went right back into first. With a 3-2 pitch, runner takes off, pitches high and outside for ball four, and it's back-to-back walks to start off the fourth inning for Dane Acker. William Simonite makes his way to the plate now. Runners at first and second. Simonite was hit by a pitch in the second inning. And John Goble will go out and chat with Acker. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the fourth inning here in Midland. Rockhounds scored a run in the first on an RBI fielder's choice and a run in the second on a solo home run by Jack Winkler. But this is their first actual scoring threat since the first inning when Bowman and Swift led off the game with back-to-back singles. The entire right infield comes on for the mound visit. Goble ignoring the four infielders, though, and really just talking to Garcia and Acker. And home plate umpire Casey James joins as well. Their conversation is done, and Garcia heads back to the plate. Goble heads back to the dugout. There's a little bit of stretching going on in the Riders' bullpen, but not a whole lot down the left field line. Grant Wolfram. Looks like Grant Wolfram is starting to warm as the pitch is on the inside corner of strike, and it's 0-1. It is Grant Wolfram. So the big left-hander is starting to loosen. Runners at first and second. Nobody out in the fourth. 3-2 Rough Riders. The pitch. Runners take off. The pitch is a strike. Throw down to third. Not in time as Cease couldn't get to the bag. And it's a double steal. Oh, man. They're going to send both base runners back. Are they going to go catcher's interference? Or did the throw hit Casey James, the umpire? What happened here? Bobby Crosby comes out and chats. I think they're going to say umpire interference. We've seen that a few times. Casey James locates himself very close to Garcia. And I think the back swing by Garcia as he was about to throw hit Casey James. And so they send both runners back. Let's see, is it 0-1 or 0-2? Here's the stretch. And Acker looks back towards second, kicks and looks the runner back. James has not put up the count, our home plate umpire. Acker ready from the stretch. And he delivers home to Simonite. Swinging a ground ball foul left side. And now, no matter what, it's 0-2. Simonite has power, though just three home runs. Hasn't quite tapped into it. Winkler and Trinkle take their leads. The 0-2. Swinging a soft roller back to the hill. Acker's got it. Throws to second. And he throws it wildly into center field. Winkler around 30 comes in to score. And it's now a tie ball game. Tied at 3-3 on what should have been a double play ball. Acker through behind Jax Biggers and low out to second base. It's an error that brings in the run. Trinkle down to third. Simonite remains at first base, and that's going to end the day for Dane Acker. So fielder's choice, E1. And Grant Wolfram will come out of the Rough Riders bullpen. We're tied at 3 in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's time for our first pitching change of the ball game, and we'll step aside for it on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride. The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at RidersBaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Grant Wolfram is the first pitcher out of the Rough Riders bullpen in today's game. We're tied at 3 with runners on the corners and nobody out in the fourth inning. A stressful situation to come in for any reliever, and Wolfram is one of those guys who has been very good in these kinds of high-pressure situations for the Rough Riders this year. Wolfram has inherited 19 runners this year. Only 5 have come in to score. Cejeda Valenzuela, the first man he faces, switch hitter from the right side. And the left-hander's first pitch on the way. He fits it high and inside with a fastball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Grant Wolfram has been the Rough Riders' best reliever this month. He leads the Rough Riders in appearances and ERA in the month of August. The pitch. A bunt foul to the right side. It's 1-1. And a fan made a nice catch out of the air. This month, Wolfram has made 8 appearances already and allowed just one run in 12 innings while striking out 15 to 2 walks. He's been dominant. Not to mention he's been dominant all season. The 1-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner made him look foolish on a nasty curveball. And it's 1-2. This season with the Rough Riders, 25 appearances, 1 start. He has a 1.96 ERA, and his record is 9-0. And not that pitcher wins really matter, especially out of the bullpen, but 9-0, that's crazy. The 1-2. Curveball, bouncer to the left side, sees charges from third, only play to first. He fires that way and gets him, but Trinkle comes in to score. And it's 4-3, Midland out in front. Oh, RBI ground out 5-3, Sahid Valenzuela knocks in the run. One out, and Bowman steps in. That run charged to Danacker. And he's still responsible for Simonite at second as well. Here's the pitch to Bowman. Top shelf is strike with a curveball, 0-1. Four-three Midland, bottom half of the fourth, back and forth in this contest. Wolfram looks back to second, delivers. Low and outside, misses with the curveball. 1-1. That Danacker error really coming back to bite the Rough Riders. That ground out down the third baseline would have ended the inning if you would have gotten the double play. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and whoa! Bowman lost his balance and nearly went tumbling onto his face as his front leg went almost out of the left or right-handed batter's box. He shakes his head as he gets back into the right side. 1-2 on him. 4-3 Midland, bottom half of the fourth inning. Wolfram ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Check swing. On an offering off the outside corner, and he did not go. It's 2-2. Wolfram trying to limit the damage in this fourth. Hand it back to his offense. He tucks the glove under his right arm, has his sign, looks back towards second, kicks and fires. Swinging a bouncer out to short. Rodriguez has it chest high, throws sidearm onto first. It's low, not in time. Oh, man. Well, Rodriguez initially looked towards third base and then thought better of it as Simonite was running to third right in front of him. Tried to get the sure out at first, but that one glance to third cost him. Bowman runs really well, and he's got an infield single to shortstop. Runners in the corners now for Drew Swin. Rodriguez has played a good shortstop, but that was just a slight change in decision. Swift has reached twice, and the first pitch is bunted right back to the hill. Wolfram's got it, spins, and lobs it onto first base in time for the out. And there are two away. Simonite comes in to... Simonite comes in to score on the play. Bowman down to second base. It's an RBI ground out for Drew Swift. Two down. Here's Max Muncy. That darned horn. 5-3, Midland leads it. And the pitch to Muncy. Check swing. Strike in the inside corner, 0-1. Muncy has struck out twice, and he's very happy not to see Danacker on the hill anymore. The pitch home. high off the outside corner. Great backhanded stop by David Garcia to keep that from going to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders find themselves now trailing by 2. 3-run inning for the Rockhounds in the fourth. All 3 runs charged to Dane Acker. Wolfram looks towards third, runner taking off that way, the throw, and it's in time. And Cooper Bowman is caught stealing for the second time in this series. He come in just caught stealing once the entire season, and now caught stealing yesterday and today. So a caught stealing and a pickoff ends the inning. But 3 runs come across on just 1 hit, an infield hit, 1 error, and nobody left on base. Top of the fifth inning next. It's 5-3. Midland out in front of Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Nine, 1-2 will swing the sticks for the Rough Riders in the fifth inning, trailing 5-3 to the Midland Rockhounds. Chris Cease leads it off, and Jack Perkins delivers. The breaking ball bends into the top upper portion of the zone, and it's 0-1 to Chris Cease, who singled to right field back in the third and came in to score on the Evan Carter 2-run triple. Perkins winds back in the 0-1. Sees swings and misses on a fastball, and it's 0-2. The Evan Carter triple gave the Rough Riders the lead in the third inning. They now stare at a 2-run deficit after a 3-run fourth inning for the Rockhounds. A little back and forth affair on this Wednesday night. 0-2 offering. Fly ball into right field, down the line. Masterman racing in towards the line into foul ground, reaches out, and it's just out of his reach up against the sidewall, a foul ball. And it's still 0-2. The wind blowing that in and towards the line. It blew it just a little bit too far away from Masterman for him to be able to make the catch. No balls and 2 strikes on Chris Cease. Rough Riders out hitting the Rockhounds 6-4, but despite having 2 more hits, they have 2 fewer runs. 0-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball right back up the middle. Bowman's got it at second, up into the belly, and throws on to first to get Cease. 1 away. Top of the order now, Jax Biggers. 0-2.
#1, Jax Biggers.
Fourth highest fly ball percentage in the Texas League, hitting the ball in the air the fourth most. It's translated into 10 homers. He said he's not doing anything differently. He said he's just out here playing baseball. The pitch in. Inside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. And when you pry a little bit deeper into that, he said what he meant was he's not thinking. He used to overthink everything. Where he was hitting in the order. Why he was hitting in the bottom of the order. Well, now he's at the top. The 0-1. Fouled away left side, 0-2, and he said he doesn't like that get to him either. He doesn't care where he hits. He just knows that every time he goes up to the plate, he wants to do damage, and he's doing that this year. He's having fun doing it. He'll be a free agent not at the end of this year, but at the end of next year. The 0-2 bounces down in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. He's playing darn good defense for the Rough Riders, no matter where he's at on the infield. Perkins back into his wine, he offers. Swinging a foul back into the netting behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Bases clear, one out in the fifth inning. Riders trailing 5-3 to the Midland Rockhounds. Keep a steady eye on other games going on in the Texas League. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good changeup low and outside. He strikes out Biggers. Fourth strikeout, there are two away. K-Bear Rodriguez makes his way to the plate.
Number three, K-Bear Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, one for one with a single and a sack fly. The pitch in. He takes high. One ball, no strikes. The big one that the Rough Riders are keeping an eye on, Amarillo and San Antonio. Amarillo leading 1-0 over San Antonio in the fourth. The pitch. Shuttles to the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. San Antonio winning on a walk-off RBI double by Ethan Salas yesterday. Amarillo up by one early today. The 1-1. Rip and a miss. Rodriguez behind the count, 1-2. The other big game concerning the Rough Riders, Springfield leading 2-0 over Corpus. Corpus Christi is another division opponent for the Rough Riders that they're trying to evade, currently tied with them in the standings, four games back of Amarillo. 23 games left in the Texas League slate, including tonight. The pitch. Rodriguez takes just low. It's two balls and two strikes. Perkins wanted it, didn't get the call. Here's the 2-2. Swinging a line drive, loop down the left side. It drops in a fair ball, rolling into the corner. Rodriguez around first on his way to second base, and he can ease in this time. He's got himself a double. He got thrown out trying to stretch a single into a double in the first inning. This time, he jogs into second with a two-bagger, his fourth with the Rough Riders in 19 games. That brings Evan Carter to the plate. Two-run triple into right center field back in the third. His sixth triple. That leads the team. He's in from the left side. And the pitch. Over for a strike in the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Left-handed batter against right-handed arm. Carter, the leading hitter against right-handed pitchers on the active roster for the Rough Riders. Hitting just under 300. Perkins stretches, and the 0-1 pitch. Fastball, top of the zone, a strike. 0-2. Riders down 5-3, top of the fifth inning. Two outs, runner at second. 0-2 pitch to Carter. A line drive into right center field. Masterman going back, reaches up, and he spears it out of the air. He robbed Evan Carter of another extra base hit, and it retires the side in the fifth. What a catch. He ran it down. Side comes to a close. No runs on a hit, no errors. Runner left on base. We're into the bottom of the fifth inning next. Halfway home from Midland. Rough Riders trail 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com.
Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The Texas League schedule is coming down the home stretch, and the NHL season is around the corner. The Rough Riders blend them both together on September 8th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night. There's a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets, and two blackout jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night on Friday, September 8th. Get more information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Midland leading 5-3 in the bottom half of the fifth inning from Momentum Bank Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Max Muncy leads it off in the fifth against Grant Wolfram. And the Riders' left-hander delivers home. Swing and a miss and a first-pitch fastball. It's 0-1. Muncy has struck out twice tonight, and he was at the plate in the fourth inning when Wolfram picked off Cooper Bowman and got him for the final out in the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch. Swinging a bouncer, third base side. It's a foul ball right to the third base coach, Javier Goddard, hitting coach for the Rockhounds, and it's 0-1, or make it 0-2 now on Muncy. 5-3, Midland out in front. Scored three runs in the bottom of the fourth to take that lead. Wolfram's pitch bounces in on the inside edge in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Dane Acker is now final with his line tonight. Rough Riders starting pitcher. Not a great start for him. Wolfram ready from the stretch in the 1-2 pitch. Down low and inside, missing on a slider, and it's 2-2. Acker's final line, he goes three innings, allows five runs, three earned on three hits. He struck out seven, but walked three. 2-2 offering to Muncy. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Wolfram with his first strikeout. One away in the fifth, and here's Lázaro Armenteros. 0-2 with a fielder's choice that produced a run in the first inning and a strikeout in the third. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Or the first pitch, I should say, is just low. It's one ball and no strikes. Armenteros got off to such a monster start of the season at the high A level with the Lansing Lugnuts. He was bumped up very quickly here to Double A. 1-0. Check swing, strike in the outside corner, 1-1. At the high A level, in just 14 games, he hit six homers and drove in 10 runs, also stole 7 bases. He had an over 1,100 OPS. The pitch is hit on a line out to short, right to K-Bear Rodriguez. He makes the catch out of the air, and there are two outs. Cameron Masterman the batter now. He's 0-2. Armenteros had that monster start, got bumped up to Double-A, and he hasn't been quite as effective here at the Double-A level. 10 homers, but an OPS that has dropped a lot. The pitch. Curveball just low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Still a very effective OPS, though, at 823. One ball and no strikes on Masterman. Right-handed batter, here's the lefty's pitch. Another curveball. Finds the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. There is action in the Rockhounds bullpen, so Jack Perkins probably done in his start. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Down low and inside, and it's two balls and one strike. It's Jaciel De La Cruz. He's warming up in the bullpen. The pitch home. Fouled back. Two balls, two strikes. He was a non-roster invitee to spring training this year. Two outs, bases clear. 5-3, Midland out in front of the bottom of the fifth inning. Wolfram looks in for his sign. He's got it. Nods his head yes. And kicks home. Swinging a chopper left side of the infield. Sees with a pick at third, and then it comes out of his glove. And down onto the ground. So Masterman is aboard. And they go E5. So a fielding error on Chris Cease. Jack Winkler stands in.
Jack Winkler.
Winkler has homered and walked and scored twice. Runner at first, two down. Second air today for the Rough Riders. Pitch home. Swinging a line drive looped into shallow center field. Carter racing on. Makes the chest high catch. And the side comes to a close in the fifth inning. No runs on, no hits, an error, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the sixth next. Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Hey guys, this is Tristan Pauly. You're listening in to the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks for tuning in.
Jaciel De La Cruz comes out of the bullpen and replaces Jack Perkins for the Midland Rockhounds, leading 5-3 over the Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning. Trevor Hover stands in. De La Cruz, the right-hander, deals home. A lefty, Hover, takes outside. One ball, no strikes. Hover 0-for-2 today with a line out to second and a strikeout. Jack Perkins, a strong start, all things considered. Stretch in the offering in. High and outside. Two balls and no strikes. He exits in line for the victory. His final line, five innings, allowing three runs, all earned on seven hits. Struck out four and walked one. 2-0. High off the outside corner. Three balls and no strikes. Jaciel De La Cruz, the right-hander, 26-year-old, fires just to the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 3-1. Dominican Republic native, struggled in his 11 outings so far with the Rockhounds. He pitches, it's on the outside edge, a strike, and it's 3-2. In 13 and two-thirds innings so far, he's allowed 22 hits and 22 runs. Six homers surrendered. The 3-2, a swing and a miss. He strikes out Hobbard. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes. One out in the inning. Liam Hicks stands in.
The batter number two, Liam Hicks.
He's 1-for-2 today with a single to center back in the fourth. 5-3 Midland, top of the sixth inning. Stretching the pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. That's a 14.49 ERA for De La Cruz. Originally was signed by the Braves and was pitching in the Braves system as recently as last year, making it up to the AAA level. He looks back behind him, check out his defense, and he's ready to go from the stretch. 0-1 on Hicks, and he brings in the pitch. Breaking ball hit off the end of the bat, a fly ball into center field. Trinkles right there, and he makes the catch. Two down in the sixth inning, and here's Aaron Zavala. Midland leading 5-3 over the Rough Riders. Top of the sixth inning. Zavala 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a ground into a double play. Left-handed batter looking for his first hit of the series. First pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on a high fastball. Fastball coming in at 96 from De La Cruz. Right-hander peers in and brings in the 0-1. Top shelf for a strike. Another fastball. This time a called strike on Zavala. It's 0-2. And he steps out, adjusts the batting glove, stands back in. And a pitch clock violation. Oh, man, he didn't call time. And he thought he did. And Casey James never heard him. Oh, man. And here comes Carlos Cardoza. So Zavala strikes out because he didn't hear him call time. And Cardoza is arguing, and here comes Kavika Emsley Pine and usher Aaron Zavala out of the batter's box. That's tough. That's a really tough way to end the inning right there. It's a strikeout to end it here in the sixth. Rough Riders trail 5-3 to the bottom of the sixth inning after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Hi, this is Trevor Hover with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders trail 5-3 to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Robbie Ahlstrom takes over out of the Frisco bullpen. Robbie was our pregame guest today on the interview.
Leading off for the Rockhounds, 10, Kaden.
Fantastic interview. Guy who was a University of Oregon prospect, drafted by the Yankees and then traded over here for Jose Trevino. Caden Trinkle stands in, first pitch, outside, one ball and no strikes. Really enjoyed talking to him about his arm slot and how he throws on the rubber as well in terms of where he's positioned. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Ahlstrom, when he throws to left-handed batters, will go on the first base side of the rubber, and when he goes to right-handed batters, he'll shift over to the third base side of the rubber. The 1-1. Ball off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. The reason he does that is he said when he was a hitter, what he said was way back in the day, said it was always harder for me to pick up a guy who was throwing from that side of the rubber, the pitch. Foul back, and it's 2-2, so he figured it would probably be easier to get hitters out from that side if he was pitching on that side of the rubber. So he just used that logic and decided to go with it. Worked out pretty well so far. He inherits a 5-3 deficit in the bottom of the sixth inning, and he delivers. Foul ball out of play left side. It's still two balls, two strikes on Trinkle, who's walked and scored in the fourth inning, struck out in the second. Left-hander looks in for his sign. He shakes off the first sign he gets, likes the second. He delivers. High and inside. Ball three, three balls, two strikes. Ahlstrom, the 24-year-old out of Placerville, California, but grew up in the northern part of Eugene, Oregon. 6'3", 195. He delivers, and it's high and inside for ball four. Trinkle aboard to lead things off with a walk in the sixth inning, and William Simonite makes his way in. Ahlstrom started out in high A Hickory, 22 appearances, a 3.90 ERA. And then came up to the Rough Riders. He's making his 10th appearance now for Frisco. The pitch is on the inside edge of strike, 0-1. Simonite reached on a fielder's choice back in the fourth and later came in to score. He was also hit by a pitch in the second. 0-1. Curveball hit foul off the facing of the dugout left side. It's 0-2. Rough Riders getting a couple solid innings out of Grant Wolfram in relief after Dane Acker exited, throwing just three innings in his start. Wolfram went two innings, allowing just the two inherited runners to come in to score. One strikeout and one hit. 0-2 on the way. Down low and inside with a breaking ball in the dirt. One ball and two strikes on Simonite. Wolfram continues to dominate in this month of August. That's now 14 innings, allowing just one run. He's bumped his ERA down to a 1.87 earned run average on the season. 1-2 pitch to Simonite. Fouled away right side. One ball and two strikes still. We're in for a gorgeous sunset here in Midland in probably in the next 10 minutes or so. The sun is starting to set. The lights are on and not quite taking effect yet here in Midland. Throw goes over to first base and chases Trinkle back in. When you have these partly cloudy skies like we do, the sun, as it's setting, it colors those clouds beautiful colors. The pitch. Off the outside corner and high, and it's two balls and two strikes on Simonite. That's what we're in for here in just a little bit. Right now, only a little bit of sunlight on the scoreboard in right field. That's the only part of the ballpark where you can see any sun touching. 2-2. Misses down low. Three balls and two strikes. The way this ballpark is built, the seating bowl and the concourse level is at street level. The whole ballpark is kind of sunken in inside. So it lets that sun not get on the field for very much longer after the first pitch in night games. Three balls and two strikes. Ahlstrom looks over to first and throws that away. Trinkles back in. Five-3 Midland. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Ahlstrom readies and brings it home. Swinging a ground ball foul off the facing of the Riders' dugout and then into the dugout. Still three balls and two strikes. It pinballs around a little bit. Hit Ichi Takazawa, the Rough Riders trainer. He's okay. Can't have the trainer get hurt. Who's going to attend to him? 3-2 again. A fly ball hit well in a deep left field, sending Zavala back. He's at the warning track looking up, and it hits high off the wall, and then Zavala falls down. It bounces back towards the field of play. Trinkle comes in to score. Simonite to third, and he's there with a triple. RBI triple for William Simonite. It was a fly ball that hit off the high 15-foot wall in left field, and then Zavala slipped and fell on the warning track trying to chase that one down. And an easy triple for Simonite, his first of the season. Here's Saheed Valenzuela, infield in now, 6-3 Midland, the pitch. Down low and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Now the Rough Riders find themselves in a hole. And still, nobody out in the inning. Ahlstrom kicks in the 1-0. Breaking ball, outside corner, a strike. 1-1. Probably would have been a double if Zavala would have played that off the wall. The pitch home. Fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes, and it would have been kind of 50-50 whether or not Trinkle would have come in to score from first base. And he was able to score on the triple. 1-2 offering on the way. Swing and a miss and a curveball down in the dirt for strike three. Garcia blocks, fires down to first to complete the strikeout while holding Simonite at third. There's the first down of the inning. One out for Cooper Bowman at the top of the card. Bowman 2-for-3. Infield remains in for the Rough Riders. Frisco had the infield in the first inning when Armenteros bounced it up the middle. Biggers made a sliding stop and threw home, but his throw was high and allowed the run to come in to score. The stretch in the first pitch is over but low, and it's one ball and no strikes to Bowman. His two hits have both been of the infield variety. He can really run. He has 27 steals, actually 28. After he stole a bag in the first. The 1-0. Swing and a miss out in front of a curveball. 1-1. The Rough Riders find themselves down by 3 now with a run in the sixth inning for Midland. Ahlstrom fires. Down low and inside. Two balls and one strike. As we continue to keep an eye on the Amarillo and San Antonio score, it's the bottom of the fifth inning in San Antonio. Amarillo leads 1-0. Also, Corpus Christi still trails Springfield now 3-1 in that ball game. 2-1 pitch. Low, and it's three balls and one strike. Thomas Ujacy's 0-for-3 in that game. He's reached in all 19 games he's played for Springfield so far this season. 3-1 pitch. Chopper, third base side, and foul. Three balls and two strikes. Simonite does not run well at third, so a hard ground ball will be interesting to see if the contact play is on. Ahlstrom looks in for his sign. He's got it. He stretches and brings it home. Strike three called. Got him on the knees in the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts for Ahlstrom. Two away in the inning, and here's Drew Swift. So two big, big strikeouts from Robbie Ahlstrom to make sure that the run does not come into score from third. Drew Swift has been productive in all three at-bats tonight. The pitch. Down low and inside, one ball and no strikes, I should say, plate appearances. Swift with a single in the first, a walk in the third, an RBI ground out in the fourth. 6-3 Midland, bottom half of the sixth inning. The pitch is sent in the air down the right field line and twisting foul. One ball and one strike. Ahlstrom looks in over the top of his glove, pinned just under his chin. He deals. Down low and inside. One ball and two, and or make it two balls and one strike. Wind continuing to blow in from right field, the opposite way of the right-handed hitting Swift. Here's the left-hander's 2-1. Swing and a miss and a good curveball out in front, 2-2. That's been an effective pitch at the bottom or below the zone. Even count at 2-2. The pitch. A check swing on a breaking ball in the dirt, and he was able to hold up. Three balls and two strikes. He tried the curve again, bounced it out in front of home, and still got a check swing from Swift. That's how nasty that pitch is out of his hand. 3-2 on the third baseman. Runner at third. Ahlstrom looks that way, ready from the stretch. He brings it home. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a breaking ball down low and inside. He strikes out the side in order, but a walk and a triple begin the inning, and it's a run across on one hit, no errors, and a runner left aboard. Top of the seventh next, it's 6-3. Rockhounds out in front of the Rough Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
We are a stamp. For a limited time, get high-performance, ultra-reliable internet plans starting at just $25 a month. And now we have mobile, too. Experience the number one rated internet with this special offer. Switch today. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $25 a month, all in for 1 year. Don't forget to ask about Astound Mobile. We are Astound.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Kellen Strom starts it off in the top of the seventh inning for the Rough Riders. He's 2-for-2 today. Frisco down 6-3 with some work to do on the offensive side against a new man out on the hill. It's Austin Briggs who takes over. And the first pitch is a ground ball up the middle to the shortstop. Muncy to his left. He's got it. Fires on to first and gets him. And there's one away. Austin Briggs has been a big-time stopper out of this bullpen. David Garcia makes his way to the plate. 6-3 Midland out in front. Briggs has gone 27 straight games without allowing a home run. That's the second longest active streak in the Texas League. Pitch is high and outside. One ball and no strikes. It's also the third longest overall streak this year. He brings it home. Check swing and a strike at the top of the zone, and it's 1-1. The 27-year-old out of McNeese State. Conroe, Texas native. 1-1 offering from the lefty. Down low and inside, it's two balls and one strike. He was teammates with the Anderson twins, Aiden and Grant, at McNeese State. 32nd appearance this year for Briggs, the pick. Outside, 3-1. He's 1-2 with a 5.29 ERA this year. 32 and a third innings, 39 strikeouts, but 29 walks as well. And the 3-1 pitch. Outside, and there's another walk. His 30th of the season, it's ball four. David Garcia aboard at first base with one out. And Chris Cease makes his way to the plate. Briggs has just allowed one home run this year with Midland. It's his third season with the Rockhounds. Chris Cease bats. He's 1-for-2. Single back in the third. 6-3 Midland. Top of the seventh inning. Game two of this six-game series. First pitch. Swing and a miss by Cease on a good offering off the outside corner with a slider. It's 0-1. Briggs ready from the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss and a good breaking ball down low and inside. It's 0-2. Top of the order on deck with Jax Biggers. Infield up the middle at double play depth for Midland. Briggs stretches, fires. High off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Rough Riders have seven hits on the offensive side to Midland's five, but they trail by three. Two Rough Riders errors tonight. 1-2 on the way. Inside on Cease, and it's two balls and two strikes. Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play game three tomorrow night of this series. We'll have a 7 o'clock first pitch for the first time in the set. Seth Nordlund gets the ball for the Rough Riders. The pitch is just inside. Three balls and two strikes now. He's worked it from 0-2 to 3-2. Brady Basso on the other side gets the start. 3-2. Swinging a soft roller foul back behind home, and it's still three balls and two strikes. A 7 o'clock first pitch will be on the air at 6:45 for the pregame show, and you can tune in for part two of our interview with Robbie Ahlstrom, Rough Riders reliever. Payoff home. High and inside, ball four. So back-to-back walks with one out. Two aboard for Frisco, one down, top of the order for Jax Biggers. 6-3 Midland, and a good opportunity for the Rough Riders here. Biggers homered yesterday. He's got 10 on the season. And though he's 0-for-3 today, he represents the tying run at the plate. Briggs ready from the stretch, the pitch. Swinging a ground ball foul back behind home, 0-1. Left on left. Briggs this season, when facing left-handers, he's been dominant. Lefty's just a 1.11 batting average against him. He fires in the 0-1. Low off the outside corner, he misses, and it's one ball and one strike. Righty is hitting .266 off of him, though. Much less effective. Garcia leads from second, Cease from first. And the 1-1 pitch on the way to Biggers. A fly ball hit well, deep down the right field line. Masterman to the wall, and gone! Jax Biggers ties the game at six. With a three-run homer. His second straight day with a home run. And it's the first homer that Briggs has allowed in 28 games. Wow, Jax Biggers. 11 home runs. My goodness, what a season for Jax Biggers.
Now batting number three, K-Bear Rodriguez.
He hits it into the short porch in right field. Left on left, off a guy who never allows home runs, and the first pitch to K-Bear Rodriguez is a strike on the inside corner. And this guy is unconscious right now. And the pitch is fouled at the plate, 0-2. How about Jax Biggers? Tied at 6 here in the top of the 7th inning. He turned on that pitch and sent it a long way. The pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. Strike 3. Rodriguez down on strikes.
First strikeout, number 7.
2 down on the first strikeout from Briggs. And Evan Carter makes his way to the plate. Carter a fly out to right field his last time up. First pitch. Misses low. 1 ball, no strikes. Carter lined it into the alley in right center, and Masterman reached over into the gap to make the catch and rob him of his second extra base hit. The pitch. He swings and misses, and a good breaking ball, and it's 1-1. So brand new ball game at 6-6. Top of the 7th inning. The offering is fouled on the ground back behind the plate. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jax Biggers with the clutch hit. What else is new? He's been doing that all season. The pitch. Down in the dirt, 2-2. Briggs readies, and he brings it home. High off the outside corner, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rough Riders looking for a come-from-behind victory tonight. As the sun is set here in Midland, the pitch. Strike 3 call, got him at the top of the zone. So Carter down on strikes and retires the side, but 3 runs in for the Rough Riders on 1 hit, no errors. And nobody left on base. Jax Biggers with a 3-run game-tying home run. And we head into the stretch, tied at 6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Well, the Rough Riders now looking at a tie ball game thanks to Jax Biggers with a 3-run homer in the top of the 7th. Then we go to the bottom half of the 7th. We are knotted at 6 apiece. Matt Bush out of the Rough Riders bullpen. Deals with Max Muncy in the first pitch. Sizzles high. It's one ball and no strikes. Max Muncy, Lazaro Armenteros, and Cameron Masterman, the 3-2 up. It's 3-4 and 5 for the Rockhounds. Bush looks in for his sign. He's got it. And deals home. It's over for a strike on the inner edge, and it's 1-1. No, the day is done for Robbie Ahlstrom. He's now in the dugout. Here's the stretch. And Bush deals in the 1-1 pitch to Muncy. It's called a strike at the top of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Robbie Ahlstrom goes one inning, allowing a run on one hit, one walk, two strikeouts. Bush, the third Rough Riders reliever tonight. 1-2. Fouled straight back on a high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Tie game at 6-6. What we'd like to do is dive into baseball history on the broadcast, usually this day in baseball history. And not only does this have an effect on this day, here's the stretch of the pitch. Ground ball foul off the end of the bat, back behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes still. But in addition to that, it also has some precedent with the Texas League news that's been going on. Ethan Salas, a 17-year-old, debuted in Double A yesterday. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball, softly hit to short. Rodriguez vacuums it in, fires onto first, and retires Muncy. One away for Armenteros. Tied at 6. And it's wild news to see a 17-year-old at the Double A level. Well, it was on this day in 1936 that a 17-year-old Bob Feller made his first career start. He had already thrown 6 innings out of the bullpen, but it was his first ever start in his big league career. The pitch. Chopper, a third base side foul, and it's 0-1. He would go on to make 484 starts throughout his career and his Hall of Fame career. The youngest player to ever play in a major league game was Joe Nuxall. We told that story earlier this year on the broadcast. A 15-year-old who played in 1944. The 0-1. Breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-2 when they were looking for any ball players they could find during World War II. And Feller, as a 17-year-old, was the 17th youngest player to make his debut since World War I. The pitch home. Swinging a ground ball to short again. Easy play for Rodriguez, who swallows it, fires it, and gets him 2 outs. Cameron Masterman now. 6-6 ball game. Bottom half of the 7th inning. But just to put that in perspective, there hasn't been an 18-year-old that's played in Major League Baseball since 1994. That's when an 18-year-old Alex Rodriguez made his Major League debut for the Seattle Mariners. The youngest player to play in the big leagues this year is just 20. The pitch. Outside corner is strike, and it's 0-1. And Ethan Salas, a 17-year-old in Double A, has an opportunity, if he keeps playing well, to make it up to the Padres as an 18-year-old next year. You know, walk-off double yesterday in his first Double A game. 0-1 misses low, and it's one ball and one strike from Bush to Masterman. Tied at 6, bottom of the 7th. Bush readies and delivers in the 1-1. Misses outside. It's two balls and one strike. 6 runs, 8 hits, 2 errors for the Rough Riders. The Rockhounds with 6 runs on 5 hits and no errors. Bush delivers. Swinging a foul off Garcia back behind home. 2-2. Masterman 0-3, reached on an error back in the 5th inning. Right-handed batter against the right-hander Bush. Masterman 24, Bush 37 years old. The pitch is a high fastball, swung on and missed. Strike 3. 1-2-3 inning for Matt Bush out of the bullpen. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the top of the eighth inning next. It's the Rough Riders 6, the Rockhound 6 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Into the top of the eighth inning from Momentum Inc. Ballpark in Midland, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. I'm happy to have you. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds tied at 6. Stevie Emanuels takes over out of the bullpen for Midland. Trevor Hover to lead things off. Liam Hicks after that, and Aaron Zavala. It's 4, 5, and 6 in the Rough Riders order. 0-for-3 day for Trevor Hover. Stephen Emanuels, the right-hander, delivers home. It's a breaking ball on the outside corner for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Emanuels, a tall right-handed pitcher. He's got his sign, winds and deals. Top of the zone, outside corner, 0-2. Emmanuel's looking down at 6'5", 210 pounds, 24-year-old out of Seattle, Washington, a former Washington Husky. Fifth-round draft selection of the A's back in 2020. The 0-2 is a high fly ball hanging up in the air to right center field. Masterman under it. It's Trinkle, the center fielder, who makes the call and makes the catch. One out, and that brings Liam Hicks to the plate. 6-6 ball game, top of the eighth inning. This is the double-A debut for Stevie Emanuels. He was dominant in 15 games at the high-A level earlier this year with Lansing. The pitch. Inside, one ball, no strikes. 15 appearances, a 1.44 ERA. 33 strikeouts in 25 innings and held opponents to a 186 average. 1-0 over the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 1-1 on Hicks. So Emmanuel is getting the bump up here to the double-A level. The pitch. Flicked foul into the netting left side. It's one ball and two strikes. And pitching in a pretty pivotal moment for his double-A debut with a tie ball game in the top of the eighth inning. Well, good news across the board on the scoreboard for the Rough Riders. Springfield still leads Corpus Christi, now 4-1. And San Antonio has come back, and they now lead 3-2 over Amarillo. And William Simon and I will go out and chat with Emanuels, make sure they have everything squared away. So if the Hooks lose, the Missions win, and the Rough Riders win, Frisco will be 3 games back of Amarillo, tied with Midland once again, and above Corpus Christi. The 1-2 is just inside and missed by much, and it's 2-2. Hicks trying to start the inning offensively with one out. The pitch. And down low and inside. It's 3-2 now. The Riders DH, who's 1-3 today. A single back in the fourth inning. Right-hander looks over the top of his glove, winds in the 3-2. It's down low and inside, ball four. So he walks Liam Hicks with one out. Brings Aaron Zavala to the plate, who had a tough luck strikeout in the sixth. Striking out on a pitch clock violation when he thought he'd called time. And Casey James did not grant it. So he stepped into the box, and Casey James said he wasn't attentive with 8 seconds left up on the clock. Called a pitch clock violation and struck him out. First pitch his way. Zavala swings and misses at a high and tight fastball, and it's 0-1. 95 on the gun from Emmanuels. He dangles his arm off to his right side, looking in for his sign. He's got it. Right-hander ready from the stretch, looking over at first, and brings in the 0-1. Upper edge, inside corner, called strike two on Zavala. Pull side shift in the infield. 0-2. Down low and inside, nearly took out his back leg. It's 1-2. If you're just joining us, we are tied at 6-6. Midland took a 2-0 lead before the Rough Riders put up 3 in the top of the third. Midland came back with 3 in the bottom of the fourth to take the lead back. Added on a run in the sixth. Here's the stretch. And the pitch home. Fouled away left side, 1-2. The Rough Riders trailed at 6-3. And to the bottom, or to the top of the seventh, I should say. And Jax Biggers tied the game with a 3-run homer. One, two. Inside and low, and it's 2-2. Hicks does not have great speed at first. He takes his lead. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck out Zavala on a high fastball. Two down, one away. Or two down, first strikeout for Emmanuels. And here's Kellen Strom. Strom is 2-3 with a couple singles. Right-handed batter. Offering in. Takes a breaking ball low and outside. 1-0. Strom holds the bat over his right shoulder, parallel to the ground, wiggling back and forth just slightly. The 1-0. Outside, and it's 2-0. Rough Riders would need a ball in the gap in order to score Liam Hicks. The pitch. Down low. So 3-0 here on Strom. He stands in from the right side again, holds the bat out towards the hill, locks it over his right shoulder, and the 3-0. Over for a strike at the bottom of the zone. Strom thought it was just low and was just about to throw away the bat. Now he's got a hitter's count to work with. 3-1. Emmanuels looks in for his sign and steps off the rubber. Strom's 2 singles, 1-1, 1-0. Now Strom calls time and steps out. David Garcia waits on deck for the Rough Riders. He's walked twice today. The pitch. Swing and a miss off the outside edge. Strom went chasing on a slider on a 3-1 pitch. 3-2. With 2 down, Hicks will be off on contact. The payoff home, Swinging a ground ball right side, right to the first baseman Winkler, and he takes it to the bag for the final out to retire the side. So the Rough Riders, they get a walk, but nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. A runner left on. We go into the bottom of the eighth inning, and tied at six on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win. Sometimes we try to fit it all in. Sometimes we don't know what's in store. Sometimes we find what we're looking for. Sometimes we're rolling easy and free. Sometimes one and one makes three. So much to love along this ride. That's why Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Justin Slayton takes over out of the bullpen for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jack Winkler stands in from the right side. Slayton becomes the fifth pitcher for the Rough Riders tonight. Taking over for Matt Bush in the first pitch to Winkler. He checks his swing, and it was fouled off into Garcia's glove. It's 0-1. Winkler, Trinkle, and Simonite due up in the inning. It's 6-7-8. The pitch is fouled back, and it's 0-2. Matt Bush goes 1-2-3 with a strikeout in his lone inning. And now it's up to Justin Slayton, who delivers home. Low off the outside corner. Missing with a slider, and it's 1-2. Justin Slayton, the right-hander, against the right-hander Winkler in the 1-2. Low off the outside corner. Didn't miss by much, and it's 2-2. The 6'4", 222-pounder out of Hallsville, Texas, making his 31st appearance with the Rough Riders. 3-2 with a 3.40 ERA. A lot of strikeouts this year, and he deals. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside for strike three. Add another to the list. One away, and here's Caden Trinkle. That's his 63rd strikeout of the year now in 42 and two-thirds innings. Caden Trinkle has walked twice today and come in to score twice as well. He's 0-1 overall. Here's the stretch in the pinch. Misses low. It's 1-0. Tied at six, bottom of the eighth inning. Slayton looks in for his sign. He's got it. And the 1-0 offering. Just low, and it's 2-0. Pull side shift in the infield for the Rough Riders. Slayton offers in. Misses low again. 3-0. This has been, outside of a couple Rough Riders errors, a pretty well-played game and much better played than yesterday. Frisco just hoping they can end up on top. A 3-0 is right down the heart of the plate for a strike with a fastball at 96, and it's 3-1. Slayton looks in for his sign, tucking the glove underneath his left arm. He sets and brings it. Misses low for ball four. He walks the batter with one out. Trinkle aboard, walking for the third time today, and William Simonite stands in now. Simonite, an RBI triple in the sixth inning. Slayton deals. Fly ball foul right side. 0-1. The wind blowing softly out to left field. Mostly in from right and more right to left than out to left. The 0-1 pitch to Simonite. A line drive down the left field line. It drops in, a fair ball. Trinkle around second on his way to third, and he slides in there safely. Throw goes to his second, and it's not in time. So Simonite doubles down the left field line, and Caden Trinkle goes to third. One out, runners at second and third here in the bottom of the eighth inning with a tie game, and Saheed Valenzuela stands in. The switch hitter batting from the left side. Rough Riders in all kinds of trouble here. Sack fly is in order, and the infield comes in for Frisco, trying to cut down the go-ahead run at home. The Yuma, Arizona native in from the left side. Here's the stretch, and Slayton delivers home. Valenzuela takes over the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. As a left-handed batter this year, he's been worse than as a right-handed hitter. 247 as a lefty, 308 as a righty. The 0-1. He swings, lines it to center field, right at Evan Carter. He comes in, makes the catch. Trinkle tags. Carter's throw to the plate, not in time. Throw to third, not in time there. Midland takes the lead, 7-6. Carter, a strong throw, but just late, with Trinkle coming home with excellent speed. A sack fly to center by Saheed Valenzuela. Two outs, runner at third, 7-6 Midland out in front in the bottom of the eighth inning. And here's Cooper Bowman. He's 2-for-4 today with two infield singles. Runner at third in the pitch. Fastball low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, in the top of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders will have 8-9-1 due up. And the last thing you want to do here is allow a second run to score if you're Slayton. So keep it at the one run. Keep it well within striking distance. 1-0. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders now trail 7-6. Slayton looking in for his sign. He's got it. And the pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball off the end of the bat to short. Rodriguez charges, picks, fires, got him at first base. And the side comes to a close in the eighth inning. But the go-ahead run comes across. One run on, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on. Top of the ninth inning next. It's 7-6 Midland. Riders need one to tie it and two to take the lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory.
At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here we go to the top of the ninth inning. The Rough Riders trail 7-6. The go-ahead run for Midland on a sacrifice fly. In the bottom of the eighth inning, David Garcia leads it off, and Stevie Emmanuels in his Double-A debut is back on the hill. The pitch is inside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. So the Double-A debut for Emmanuels, he's in line for the victory. And the 1-0 pitch. Fouled back. One ball and one strike. Garcia 0-for-1 with two walks and two runs scored today. Midland 7 runs on 6 hits, no errors. The Rough Riders 6 runs on 8 hits and 2 errors. The 1-1, swing and a miss and a high breaking ball away, and it's 1-2 on Garcia. Jax Biggers is going to bat no matter what. He has two homers, one in each of the first two games of this series. He's due up third in the inning. The 1-2. Just outside, didn't miss by much, and it's 2-2. Rough Riders desperately needing a victory. The 2-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner, knee level. One away, and here's Chris Cease. Cease 1-for-2 with two runs scored and a walk. Emmanuels looks in, he winds and fires. Misses high. One ball and no strikes. Quick look at the scoreboard, and San Antonio is still leading 3-2 in the seventh inning at home against Amarillo. Good news, the 1-0. Just outside, it's two balls and no strikes. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Outside. Three balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders with a loss tonight. It would mean their eighth loss in their last 10 games. I'm trying to avoid that. 3-0 on Cease, the pitch. Low and away, ball four, and the Rough Riders have a base runner ahead of Jax Biggers. One out, runner aboard here in the ninth inning, trailing by one, 7-6. Biggers hit a three-run game-tying home run in the seventh. The Rough Riders now down by one. And Simonite will go out and chat with Emmanuels, and he's joined by the entire infield. Make sure they're all on the same page as to what to do with Biggers. The mound visit is over. Everyone breaks up and goes back to their respective positions.
Number one, Jax Biggers.
Biggers just 1-for-4. He only has two hits in the series. He's 2-for-8, but both of them have left the yard. First pitch. He fouls it straight back, and it's 0-1. Cease leads from first. Right-hander the 0-1. Biggers grounds it right side and foul, and he's behind in the count 0-2. One out in the inning. Biggers stands back in from the left-handed batter's box. Emmanuels looks over at first. He rocks home. A pop-up back behind home. And he gets foul out of play. Out of the reach of Simoni. Still 0-2. During his time in Lansing, left-handers hit just 174 against the right-hander. Righties hit 200, so neither had a lot of success. He's ready from the stretch, and he brings in the 0-2 pitch to Biggers. Just outside, tried the backdoor slider. Simoni tried to bring it to the backdoor even more and didn't get the call from Casey James. It's one ball and two strikes. Cease has good speed, leading from first. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Biggers. Fouled away left side. He continues his fight, and it's still 1-2. K-Bear Rodriguez is on deck. The owner of two hits tonight, including a sacrifice or not including a sacrifice fly in the third. He's 2-for-3 today. Defense up the middle, a double play depth for the Rockhounds. One run game in the top of the ninth inning. Riders trail. The 1-2. Biggers swings, puts it in the air down the left field line. Foul ground towards the seats, and it's up onto the berm, a foul ball. Five foul balls in the at-bat for Biggers. Still one ball and two strikes. Takes off his helmet, wipes some sweat off on each arm sleeve, and stands back in. It's cooled down to a very pleasant evening here in Midland. It's 83 degrees right now. The 1-2, swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a slider, and there are two away. Here's K-Bear Rodriguez, the man they call Mamba. When he first came to town, Ryan Tuntland, the hitting coach for the Rough Riders, said, if we have a game on the line, this is the guy who I want up at the plate. He's going to put together a very good at-bat for you. He may not win it every time, but he's the guy who I want up there with his attitude. And he's up here now with a runner at first base, two down. Riders trail by one in the top of the ninth inning. Stretch in the pitch. Check swing. Strike. Top of the zone. 0-1. Rough Riders haven't had a hit since that Jax Biggers three-run homer in the seventh. They've had two walks, though. And the pitch is a little roller foul left side. It's 0-2. Riders down to their final strike tonight. Evan Carter looms on deck. If Rodriguez can just find his way aboard, get Evan Carter to the plate. Two down in the top of the ninth. 7-6. Rockhounds lead it. Cease at first base after walking with one out. Garcia struck out. Cease walked on four pitches, and then Biggers struck out swinging. Now it's 0-2 on K-Bear Rodriguez. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Fouled away, back behind home, reaching out over across the plate. He just caught a piece of it. 0-2. Pull side shift on the infield and in the outfield. The outfield plays very deep in no doubles defense. The 0-2. Stride three called. Got him on the inside corner, and the ball game is over. Stevie Emanuels in his AA debut picks up the win and sets down the Rough Riders in his two innings. Rockhounds win it 7-6 over the Rough Riders in Han Frisco, their eighth loss in their last 10 games. Midland has now won 10 of their last 12. And they have been playing some really good baseball recently. We'll break it down to the postgame show when we come back. 7-6, Rockhounds win it on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Strike three call. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to Midland. Rough Riders fall in this one by a final score of 7-6. Final line scores, Rockhounds with 7 runs on 6 hits, no errors. And the Rockhounds stranded at 6 on the base pass. The Rough Riders, 6 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. And the Rough Riders, they stranded 5 on the base pass tonight. Well, Frisco, they trailed 6-3 going into the 7th inning. Jax Biggers with a big blow. The 3-run game-tying homer, and they made it a ball game heading into the top of the 9th. But they just could not come away with the victory. A sacrifice fly for the go-ahead run in the bottom of the 8th inning by Saheed Valenzuela, bringing in Caden Trinkle against Justin Slayton. And that spelled out the end of the night for the Rough Riders. The win to Stevie Emanuels, the loss to Justin Slayton tonight, and no save for the Rockhounds. So the Rough Riders, with the defeat, they fall to 24-23 and 55-60 on the season. Midland in the second half, 27-20 now, and they go to 58-58, exactly .500 overall on the season. We'll go over some scores in the Texas League and tell you more about what this means for the playoff picture in the Texas League. We'll also tell you about tomorrow's game as well. Game 2 of the series goes the Rockhounds' way, 7-6. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
The Party Deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third baselines. And when the summer heat hits, add an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back into Midland one final time. Riders falling this one 7-6, the final to the Midland Rockhounds. And let's take a look at the scoreboard in the Texas League. One final to give you outside of ours here in Midland. Springfield, they win it 4-2 over Corpus Christi. That's good news, as the Rough Riders and Hooks both lose, so they remain tied for third place in the Texas League South. Amarillo and San Antonio, though, still doing battle in the bottom half of the 8th inning. San Antonio leads that game by a score of 3-2, and that has been that score since the 6th inning, when San Antonio took the lead with 2 runs in the 5th. Amarillo tied it in the 6th, and then San Antonio took the lead right back in the bottom half of the 6th inning. So that game will certainly be important for the Rough Riders to take a peek at, because if Amarillo wins it, the Rough Riders are 5 games back all of a sudden. But luckily for Frisco, Amarillo lost last night, and San Antonio is now winning. So unless Amarillo can come up with some magic down the stretch on the road in San Antonio, and the Rough Riders will remain four games back. Midland, though, after their win, and if Amarillo loses, they would be just one game back of the Amarillo Sun Poodles. So very interesting stuff going on here in the Texas League South in terms of the postseason picture. The Rough Riders fall tonight 7-6, but they'll be back in action tomorrow for Game 3 here in Midland. It will come your way at 7 o'clock. We'll have pregame 6:45, where you can hear part 2 of our interview with Robbie Ahlstrom, Rough Riders reliever. Seth Nordlund will take the ball in that game. He's 1-4 with a 5.43 ERA. Brady Basso on the other side gets the start for the Rockhounds. No record and a 3 earned run average. That's going to do it for us in the broadcast tonight. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for our very gracious hosts with the Midland Rockhounds, and for everybody with the Frisco Rough Riders, for my broadcast partner, Josh Warden. I'm Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. The Rough Riders fall to the Rockhounds 7-6 tonight, but they'll be back in action tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We'll talk to you at 6:45 for the pregame show, but until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!